As an ice cream lover, vanilla is one of those flavors that's just always going to hit the spot. It's comforting and nostalgic, and it goes well with whatever mood I'm in. But sometimes vanilla can be a little boring, if you catch my drift. Sometimes I'm in the mood for chocolate or cookie dough or maybe something wacky, like pistachio if I'm feeling frisky. Whether it's a midnight snack or an afternoon delight, my friends at adamandeve.com can get you the right flavor for whatever mood you're in. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. But that's not all. When you select your one free item, you'll also get a free kit that includes an item for him, something special for her, and something we know you'll both enjoy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. Just enter offer code Abby, A-B-B-Y, at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby, code Abby.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey, it's Cassie, and have y'all seen those cute pins floating around the internet that look like a charging status so you can tell people where you're at with your social battery and whether or not you need to be left alone? Right now, mine would be hovering just above red. I've been so busy that I'm just drained and I need to recharge, which means hibernating without seeing anybody. And you know what made me realize that was okay to do? Therapy. I thought I was being lazy, but in reality, I was giving my body and mind some much-needed R&R, and that wasn't a bad thing. In fact, it was a good thing. Therapy changed my perspective, and that's why I'm a big advocate for therapy, like the kind you can get with BetterHelp. Therapy isn't just for people who have experienced severe trauma. It's to give you the tools to deal with everyday issues that are bugging you, big or small. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and is designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/BurtShow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BurtShow.
The Burt Show.
What is the key to a healthy relationship? If you ask me, it's all based on lying. Not big lies, just little itty bitty ones.
You've said that for years.
Little itty bitty ones.
Starting to believe you too.
Not big ones, man. But you do not want to go 100% honesty in your relationship. That is going to hurt.
It's essentially choosing your battles.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, if something gets presented, like, yes, you can be honest, or you can just eat it because it's just not worth the fight.
Like, when things are going really well in your relationship and her mind is racing, and she says something spontaneously to you like, do you think my sister is prettier than me? When you guys are just sitting on the freaking couch watching Netflix and it comes out of nowhere. And you do, and your heart thinks she's hotter. You say no.
Of course you say no.
You say no.
Okay, that's the kind of lie that I'm talking about right there. When he says to you, okay, just be honest with me.
Has that ever happened to you before with a guy?
What's that?
Pew.
What?
Pew.
What are you talking about?
I'm not saying it.
I don't understand. What does that have to do with the lie?
Not the lie, but the thing is, his dingling gets sad, but she has to tell him, oh, yeah, it happens to all guys.
Oh, yeah. Well, doesn't it?
Sure.
Okay.
Yes. All right. Everyone.
It certainly has happened to me.
Okay.
A lot. So when he says to you, yo, just be honest with me, man. I can tell you, how many guys have you slept with?
Oh, please lie.
Just freaking lie a little bit.
Yeah, lie.
Right. Just lie a little. That's what we're talking about here, okay? Mo has one as well. Then I think this is a very well-placed lie.
Yeah, I was talking to Katie about this on our podcast in a moment because I genuinely never know what to do in these moments. And this is typically relative to when you are like in the beginning stages of dating somebody and it's starting to get serious and it's always kind of that limbo area of, do you love me? Do I love you? What are we really doing? And it's been a few times in my life when I've been caught in a really awkward moment because somebody has either told me they miss me and I genuinely don't miss them back. So I don't know how to respond.
You always say miss you too.
So you lie?
That's what he's saying. If he's going to be 100% honest, let's say he doesn't really miss her.
I'm supposed to lie. Or even worse, if she tells me she loves me.
Oh, no.
And I don't love her back.
That's too big of a lie.
Yeah, those are two different things. Okay, so which one do you want to tackle first?
Let's tackle miss first. Okay. Let's start small.
All right, so give me the scenario again, because, like, are you genuinely interested in this person, or are you trying to get away from them?
No, you're genuinely interested.
Okay.
It's just early.
Yeah.
And, you know, people move at different paces.
Mm-hmm. Different speeds, for sure.
Different speeds. So she might already be at the point of, like, hey, babe, what are you doing? I miss you. And I'm like, whoa, you're on 2 dates. I don't miss you yet. What do you say?
I could even take it one step further than that. You know, I used to take those solo vacations when I was married, right? I really loved those solo vacations. I loved to be by myself. I'm not here to do therapy and ask why, but when I was on these solo trips and my wife at the time would say, do you miss me? You're damn right, I said yes. Did I? I was really enjoying myself.
Okay. In no rush to get back at all.
I didn't
actually
say that, but no, at that particular time, for the 3 days I was spending with myself, no, I did not miss my family. I was really enjoying it. But I would never say that when I was married, because that would end in divorce. And look how happy I am now. She's divorced.
Yeah. Can't you, instead of lying, because I get it, like that sends a very clear message. Can you just kind of twist it to something else that'll make them happy? Like, they say, I missed you. You can say, can't wait to see you whenever you're going to see them again. Because then it's kind of saying, like, yes, I am excited about you, but you're not lying. You're not saying, I miss you when you don't miss them. But that is truthful. Hopefully you are excited about seeing them again, and that will make them feel good.
What are you suggesting he say that a woman won't see through that?
Exactly.
And
that.
Then point blank say, so do you miss me?
No, if I said I miss you to someone and they said, I cannot wait to see you tomorrow or I can't wait to see you this weekend, to me that would indicate like, yes, it's a need for validation and you're giving me the validation that we're still good and you're still in it and you're still excited.
I feel like most of the experiences I've had with women, she would read right through that.
Yeah.
She would know that I am avoiding saying I miss you too.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Right?
Like, and I'm sitting here thinking of all the times I asked my husband if he missed me.
And what did he say?
He changed the subject?
No.
He's
always
pretty
said,
frank.
Yeah, he is frank. But because, I mean, why do we do that? Why do we ask that question?
What was his answer?
Because it's such a loaded question.
It
do
is.
You miss me?
I wouldn't. Well, I wouldn't. If I were dating someone that early on, there's no way. I would never do that. No, that's embarrassing.
They don't say, do you miss me? What they say is, I miss you.
Yeah, I would also
so
not
you
say that.
Feel like you have to say, I miss you back. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, absolutely. Because like Kristen, you said the other day, even if somebody just compliments like your shirt or something, you feel obligated to throw a compliment back.
I scan that person as fast as I possibly can to find something to compliment them. Or if they compliment me, and I'm trying to be nice, but I don't see anything I like about them, then I will deflect with my own compliment by like, oh, this old thing, I got it at Target 16 years ago.
So that's why I feel like you got to say something.
Can you do a dumb pickup line? Like, I don't miss you because you've been in my head all day.
That was not bad.
Because you don't want to be led on. Here's the thing. I want both. I don't want to be led on, but I don't want you to be honest.
Right.
So what do you do?
What do you do?
I don't want to be led on, but I don't want you to be honest.
I don't know what to do.
I don't know what you do either.
Ghoster.
You just lied.
No,
somebody somewhere misses you too.
That is definitely not going to work.
That's not it?
Yeah, somebody somewhere, just not here.
It's not me. The Burt Show.